by PC.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Three people are in the hospital right now after getting shot on the northeast side of town early this morning. Police are still looking for a suspect. KHOU reports that two men in their 40s were shot along with a man about to be 30 years old. Witnesses say that the suspect was seen driving up and down a street showing a pistol, which he eventually shot. Authorities did find the vehicle of who they believe they're looking for overturned with a large amount of alcohol inside it. The investigation remains ongoing. Minnesota's attorney general is suing Governor Abbott for failing to send an ICE agent back to Minnesota to face charges. Attorney General Keith Ellison says the law on extradition is clear.
This means that Governor Abbott has a mandatory obligation to issue the governor's rendition warrant for Castro. He has no discretion. I repeat, he has no discretion to decline to do so. None. Yet Castro is still not here to face justice.
52-year-old Christian Castro was arrested by Texas officials back in May for shooting through a door and injuring a man during an immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Fort Bend ISD is asking families to weigh in on proposed boundary changes that would impact where students attend several middle schools and high schools starting next year. At least 9 middle schools in the district, and officials say 3 high schools they are focusing on our overcapacity. Beth Martinez is the deputy superintendent.
We have multiple splits as we stand now where students go to an elementary and then they split to multiple middle schools, or a middle school splits to multiple high schools. So the focus of this work was to look at how we could relieve those 3 high schools and how we could best align those feeder patterns to keep the splits at minimum.
Parents can access an online survey about the proposed zoning